Your capacity to feel happiness is directly proportional to the amount of discomfort, uncomfortable emotions you allow yourself to feel. Because anxiety, overthinking, sadness, guilt, shame, because they are so uncomfortable, we don't know how to hold space for them. We don't know how to feel them actually in the body. So what we do is we distract, we dissociate, we go eat something sugary or, you know, some junk food, or we go for a maybe some healthy dissociations like gymming and stuff, but we don't allow ourselves to be here and see, oh, I'm feeling this, and this is so uncomfortable, and okay, I'm feeling this in my body in this part. So what ends up happening is, because you don't allow yourself to feel the sadness, you don't feel happy at all in life. And I remember telling this to my therapist. I was working with a therapist, you know, when I got married. And before six months before I got married, I had done really deep inner work about my emotions. I learned how to hold space. And I remember on wedding day, when I saw my wife, you know, coming down, I started crying. And of course it was not planned. I didn't even imagine that I'll cry or something. But I felt so much happiness, so much sadness, so much pride, so much, I don't know, like there were a lot of emotions, but there was definitely happiness. And I remember mentioning this to my therapist that, you know what, I feel for the first time I felt happy on that day. I don't feel I felt that kind of happiness in the past. If you tell me, Devanshu, tell me a moment when you felt happiness in your life, I don't think I can recall anything. On that day, I felt happiness. And the reason I was able to feel happiness was 6 months prior to that, I did so much of deep inner work. I felt so much heaviness in my body. I allowed so many uncomfortable emotions to show up in me without trying to dissociate. For, you know, so many days during those 6 months, I was not able to get up from bed. It was so heavy. Gravity was 10x. Just because I was allowing all the things to come to surface. There's so much sadness and grief and anxiety and shame and guilt all of us carry. And that's why we have issues like anger, overthinking, being afraid of failure or judgment. We think too much just because we haven't allowed all of this to come to surface. And when we allow ourselves to feel all that we have kind of suppressed over the years, we grow our capacity to feel more emotions. And that's how you actually allow yourself to feel more happy. That's how you grow your capacity to feel happiness. Right now, most of us don't have the capacity to feel happiness just because we haven't had the capacity to feel sadness. And it works in duality. If you don't allow yourself to feel sad, you cannot feel happy. How does that sound, by the way? This was such a big reveal that I learned in my therapy and something that I've been talking for over a year. How does this feel?